This is the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Now, here's your host, Bob Baker.
When Seth Godin calls something the best riff of the year, people notice, and lots of them have. I'm talking about a blog post written last year by Kevin Kelly. It was entitled 1,000 True Fans. And since it was published last year, it has struck a powerful nerve online. Now, what Kevin does in the post is he puts his own spin on what I and many others have been saying for years about succeeding in the arts in this modern era. I've talked about this in workshops, I've written about it when I've addressed like tapping your fans for funding. Once I wrote a post about the importance of getting like as many as 10,000 people on your mailing list and how that gives you a lot of opportunities to make more connections with your fans and to make money. Also lately, I've been talking about using the term ideal fans or core fans as opposed to your regular fans and even people on the outside. I guess your most watered down or lukewarm fans would be fringe fans, is a term that I've given. But he calls them true fans, and it's a diehard subset of a larger group of lesser fans. It really doesn't matter what phrase or terminology we use. The concept is the same. I'm just going to read a little excerpt here from Kevin Kelly's original 1,000 True Fans post to give you a little taste of this in case you haven't read it. Quote, assume conservatively that your true fans will each spend one day's wages per year in support of what you do. That one day wage is an average because, of course, your truest fans will spend a lot more than that. But let's peg the per diem each true fan spends at $100 per year. If you have 1,000 fans, that adds up to $100,000 per year, which minus some modest expenses is a living for most folks. 1,000 is a feasible number. You could count to 1,000. If you added one fan a day, it would take only 3 years. True fanship is doable. Pleasing a true fan is pleasurable and invigorating. It rewards the artist to remain true, to focus on the unique aspects of their work, the qualities that true fans appreciate. The key challenge is that you have to maintain direct contact with your 1,000 true fans. They are giving you their support directly. Maybe they come to your house concerts, or they're buying your CDs from your website, or they order your prints from Pictopia. As much as possible, you retain the full amount of their support. You also benefit from the direct feedback and the love. End quote. Again, this all dovetails with the indie message that I've been hammering home for years. You don't have to be a household name to be successful. Thousands of musicians, authors, artists, photographers, filmmakers, bloggers, and more make a nice living, serving their unique slice of the population. I proudly count myself among their ranks. These self-empowered creatives work outside of the traditional structure, and they usually make smart use of the internet to bypass middleman roadblocks and take their craft directly to the end user, the fan. Reach enough fans in this manner and serve them well, and you will eventually have a solid list of true fans, people who will reward you often with their time, their attention, and their money. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to search for Kevin Kelly's 1,000 True Fans blog post and check out the reaction to it from around the internet. Then get busy building your own fan base and, of course, serving them well. If you want more advice like this and sort of this independent mindset, I encourage you to check out my most popular book. It's just called The Guerrilla Music Marketing Handbook. It's a classic guide to indie music promotion. And more recently, I put out my first book for authors. It's called 55 Ways to Promote and Sell Your Book on the Internet. You can find out more about that at indiebookpromotion.com or fulltimeauthor.com. And of course, all my music stuff is at thebuzzfactor.com. Thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Like what you're hearing? For more tips and tools, visit thebuzzfactor.com.